up here in the stratosphere. I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinics, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida. so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
There's no stopping us now. That's right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour. That's right. Phone number to call in, which I definitely wish and hope you can do. We'd love to talk to you. The phone number is 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. We have a caller.
We have a caller on the line right now. Nigel is calling in from South Florida.
Okay.
Mocha Raton. Nigel, you there?
I am indeed. Good evening, Mike. Good evening, Lynn. Good evening, Dave, and everybody else that's listening or otherwise participating.
Nigel, what's cooking, buddy?
Good evening to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, on this day that we commence our Thanksgiving week, I wanted to wish everybody also a very happy Thanksgiving. And in answer to your first question, I am thankful for a lot of things this year. One of them is good health. God has blessed me with continued good health throughout this year. I'm very thankful that with the help of my lady friend, I finally got a chance to send in my Perkins Brailer for repair after years and years of considering it, trying to find the right source. And it is back now. Good as new. I haven't even taken it out of the box yet. So how do I know it's good as new? Well, I just have a lot of confidence and faith in the gentleman that I sent it in for repair.
That's fantastic.
Now fantastic.
You're back
fantastic.
In business. You're back in business.
And back in business. I'm also, for the most part, I'm very thankful, mostly, I should say, for my lady friend Kimberly, who has been a very... very good help, very great source of assistance for me, and she also is my very, very dear friend, and her friendship.
Three cheers
her
to
love.
Kimberly.
Kimberly, if you're listening, Kimberly, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
to you as
Thanksgiving.
Well.
Happy
thank
Thanksgiving,
you for being
Kimberly.
Such a good friend to Nigel.
We're thankful to her, too.
That's right. Yeah.
She's helping
thank
out a friend.
Guys.
That's good.
That's right.
Hey, listen, you know, the regarding
cool getting your brailer fixed.
Yes, yes, yes. Dave, I'm sorry, but
I've got a sick brailer, too.
Oh, no.
Quick story.
If you want the information about John Harden and his group, I can certainly provide that offline or maybe even next week. I don't have the information committed to memory, but I can certainly call
that
in.
I've got John's info, so I appreciate it. But, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm on that blind list, sales list, so I see his stuff up there.
Okay, great.
Well,
tell us the story.
I met him at the
thanks for calling in. We appreciate your call.
Okay. I do have another comment, but I guess you don't have time.
We always have a comment for you. It's okay.
I just want to say one issue about Richard Nixon, the last trivia question. He didn't serve two complete terms. The impression that you gave
was...
Well,
he was elected twice.
Exactly.
He was elected twice. I don't have to say he lasted twice. He was elected twice.
Yes, there you go.
You are quite correct. He did not make it through that last term for some reason.
He resigned. But he was elected twice. He had two terms.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. And thank
Nigel,
you
thanks, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thank
you.
All right, trivia time. Who singing this song? This was a famous individual. Who was singing the song? He was famous. I'm sure you all know the sound of his voice. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who was singing the song?
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby, I needed the shelter of someone's arms, and there you were. I needed someone to understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touched.
my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore.
Okay, Chris.
All the things I did since I've done them before.
407-894-680. Who was singing the song? Famous voice? When I tell you the name, if you don't guess it, you'll know it right away. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
I was singing that song just last night, actually.
Our
I can tell you,
Dave. After we come back from Chris, after we come back from a break, we will be welcoming back Peter Cucciave, who is, as you know, is the accessibility manager at Spectrum. And I think it'll be really nice if people called in and congratulated Peter and Spectrum for winning an award from the American Council of the Blind Audio Description. It was a big gala, and they were the recipient, one of the recipients of the Audio Description Award. So
on
November 18th. So. But if you, you know, if you appreciate the Spectrum News app and all the other accessibility features that Spectrum has to offer for the blind and VI, call in and tell Peter. I'm sure he would appreciate it.
Well, listen.
I definitely am thankful for him.
Let's go to the phone line real quick before we go into our break. And let's talk with one of the dynamic duos, Christine from Jupiter. She's calling back for trying to get this trivia in. Christine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Christine.
Can you hear me?
Christine,
okay,
from Jupiter, Florida.
Okay. Yes. And the
Christine,
trivia
there?
Is how sweet it is. Oh, no, you can't hear me? Check one.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
We can hear you now.
Oh, you yes, acted like you couldn't hear me. I was trying to tell you. I know the trivia.
But
who is it? Who was it?
How sweet it is to be loved by you by Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye is correct. Marvin Gaye. Christine, you are
right.
You are right. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. $10 gift card is coming to Christine from Jupiter.
I was hoping you'd
get
it.
Thank you,
Christine.
All right. Awesome.
Marvin Gaye.
He's great. Great singer, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
James Taylor did a nice version of that song, too.
Yeah, I did hear one by
right.
James Taylor.
I'll throw
this
another trivia. Marvin Gaye had something common with another individual. He died the same way. Any ideas who I'm talking about? Another entertainer. Both entertainers died.
Ooh, I wouldn't.
It wasn't. It was a certain way. Who am I thinking of? The other entertainer died the same way as Marvin Gaye.
Very depressing.
Well, it's the truth. It's a terrible thing to say, but he died, and the other entertainer was big, died too, same way.
All right, Christine, hold
what
on one moment.
About?
Thank you, Christine. Hold on
all
one
right.
moment, all right?
I'll hold.
407-894-1680.
Thank you, Christine. Happy Thanksgiving.
Marvin Gaye did not die a normal death. And the other individual I'm thinking about the same way. And the other entertainer was just becoming huge. He had some big hits, some old records. Oh, we're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-6080. And by the way, if you miss any part of the show or any show in the past, you can always look us up on our website. That's a website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. To our website. Check us out. There's more than 300 shows that are archived now. More than 300. 407-894-680.
I think we have a caller, Michael.
Let's go over that one more time. Our website is Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We have a caller on the line right now, calling back for trivia. Nigel from Boca Raton, Florida. Nigel, are you there from Boca Raton?
I am indeed, and I promise not to take up much of your time. I understand you have a guest caller, a guest speaker in the queue. So I'll just say I believe you're talking about Sam Cooke.
You are 100% correct. That was Sam Cooke. Died the same way Marvin Gaye. Both were shot. Marvin Gaye was shot by his father, and Sam Cooke was died by, I understand, a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I also understand, I just recently learned that one-hit wonder Walter Scott died in the same manner. You probably don't remember him, but he was with the In Men.
No, I don't remember. No.
Yeah, he had the one-hit Just You Wait back in 1967. I just recently
learned Sam Cooke had a lot of hits. Sam Cooke had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
He was on
the
way to be something else. Sam Cooke had You Send
Just
Me.
Just You Wait sounds familiar, though.
Yeah, but I'm telling Sam Cooke had some big hit number one records.
Yes, that's true.
I know that, but Nigel was just giving you some extra information.
Yeah. Yeah, Walter Scott was with the In Men. He had a solo on his own called Just You Wait, which was a big one. I don't know if it ever made it to the top of the charts, but it was a big one. It was one of my favorites back then. And I recently learned that he died tragically violently in the same manner.
Man, they got some hotheads out there.
You doing anything for Thanksgiving, Nigel?
I'm sorry? Do I have anything?
I said, are you
planning, yes. Yes, my girlfriend and I, Kimberly and I, are going to one of her sisters. She has invited us to her place for a family gathering, and I've been invited along, too.
Oh, that's
very nice.
Aren't you vegetarian? Aren't you vegan?
I'm vegetarian, yes. So try. I'll just be eating vegetables.
Maybe a lot of sides.
Yeah, but that's the best part.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I'll tell you the real reason she's bringing me, she's been told what she needs to bring, and one of the items that she needs to bring has been told to bring is dip, and so that's why I'm coming along. See?
That's funny. That is very funny. Yeah. We gave you a star for that one. That's a cute one.
What kind of dip are you bringing? Crab meat?
No, me, myself.
I knew that. I knew that. It was over your head. Oh,
no,
my.
I thought that was his job, bring the dip.
He's the dip.
That's her job. That's her job. She's bringing me along.
Oh, that was cute. Yeah, that did go over
cute.
My head.
It went over my wife's head. I got it right away. That was very cute. Very cute, Nigel.
You're not going to be starving, that's for sure.
That's for sure. I know that's right. Yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Nigel. Thanks for calling. I appreciate your call. Appreciate your call.
And happy Thanksgiving to all of you once again.
Thanks,
Brother. I'll stay on the line so that Chris can recollect my data.
Okay. His data.
Yeah, got some prizes to send to you.
We have his data, not to fear. No fear there.
That's right. We know where to find you.
So, David.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my wrap-up later, but just in case I skip over, because I, from what I understand, when I did my wrap-up last week, I forgot to mention your name. As, you know,
I was crushed.
Oh, my God.
I thought I was being I was being kicked to the curb, you know, but...
Just in case, in my hurry, at the end of the show, I just wanted to wish you and Brenda a happy anniversary from Michael and me and the rest of the crew here at the show.
Oh, thank you.
Happy anniversary.
Part of my wrap-up, but you never know what's going to happen at the end.
We have an anniversary, too, a week later.
Was it 34 years?
34 years, can you believe? Yep.
Well, we were debating how many it has been for us, and as usual... I'm usually wrong on this. I never can remember. So I was thinking it was 15, but it's been 14 years. So
yeah,
well, it was close, but 14 good years.
I think we were with you when you celebrated your 10th.
Yeah, I think you were.
I can't believe it's been 34 years with Lynn and me. I can't believe it. She's been an unbelievable woman. She's been my love of my life, my doctor, my nurse. My caregiver.
And you're married to a saint.
I agree. I never said no. All my listeners know. I always say
lots of people have said that.
That's right.
I admit it.
Even
and I think
we were in the garment industry many moons ago, somebody sent me a fax, and I used to keep it on the wall, and it said, it was a fax about business, and it said, Saint Lynn.
There you go.
I admit it.
I think Lynn was telling me the other day. I thought, didn't you say you had 25 happy years with Michael?
25 happy years?
Well, you were married 34, but 25 of them were happy.
Okay. No. Being an instigator, David.
Just kidding.
He didn't say that. I think that Peter must be taking care of the baby, and something happened out there in Colorado.
He should write to Texas. Send him a text.
Yeah, well, it's almost a little too late.
Send him a text.
I think he might be caught in a snowdrift.
Yeah, or changing
diapers.
Send him a text. All right.
Send him a text.
You want to throw out another text?
That's okay. We like him a lot, so we can cut him some slack this time.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do a trivia.
If he calls, I'll make a nice trivia.
I'll do another trivia.
Peter, quick text. And say, what happened to you?
I'll do a nice trivia. Easy one.
Do it now.
What are you thinking, Michael?
Huh?
Go ahead.
I'm going to do an easy one.
Yours are never easy.
I want to know, there's two shows been on television a long time. One was a music that was on for, we'll say forever, 20 or 30 years, that had kids dancing on the show. What's the name of that show? And the other one was a Western. And the other show was a Western. A Western that was on for, matter of fact, you still see the reruns. Long time, but 20, 30 years at least. So what's the name of the two shows? You got to mention both shows. A dance show on television with kids dancing. That was on for many, many years. And what's the name of the Western?
I'll give you credit, Michael, because I think if it's who I'm thinking, that was extremely easy, because the Western has actually been at least come back in reruns much longer than 30 years. For a while.
It's been at least 30 years, yeah. I mean,
it was the longest lasting show forever. So.
For Western.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Guys.
Longest show for Western, and the other was American. Those two shows.
Chris is saying something.
What are you saying, Chris?
Hey, we got us a call on the phone line. Not for trivia, though. Not for trivia.
Okay.
We're going to take this journey over on the I-4 corridor going eastbound, heading north or you can head south depending on the direction you're trying to go. But we're going to continue to go all the way to the ocean, over to the Atlantic, and talk to our good friend, the one and only Hershey from Daytona Beach, Florida. Hershey, how you doing?
Hey. Going all right. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Hersh.
Hey.
What's happening there, bud?
Hey, how's it going? Just wanted to give a quick call. And first off, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. And
Same to you. Appreciate your call.
A little bit of history and such, too. So I guess we were talking about Lighthouse and all the centers that are able to help, you know, people in Central Florida, basically. So I do want to shout out at least Lighthouse and all my alumni. I'm basically alumni from there. So, you know, that's where I met good old Dave over here talking about music all day. So it's lovely to hear his music, hear his work every day during the pandemic. It was basically uplifting, you know, just from all the stuff we all go through every day. And, you know, music is love. And I felt a lot of love, especially, you know, with Lighthouse and being alumni now. I the Conklin Center, Conklin Davis Center, which is basically the CVI Center for the Visually Impaired. So Bill Salander, he's one of my instructors out there, was at this point. But, you know, just, we got to show love to our instructors and people that have been going through technology changes, and just want to give a good shout out to, you know, the instructors that are out there that are spending their, you know, will and ways to learn new things. And I know Dave and I, we spoke about his Android phone over there. So I'm on the Android side. So it's a good thing to note that, you know, all phones, and we've come a long way. We used to have people read books to us, catalogs to us. And these days we have OCR technologies, oh, yeah. We have apps, we have many different things to help everybody.
Now, literally, there are apps where you can have the phone read text to you. For free. There are free
Absolutely.
Apps that are out
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. And, you know, Dave, you know, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. If you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, the thing is if you need help, ask for it. You know, that's, I think, the biggest takeaway I could take from, I have macular degeneration, and, you know, I used to be a Zoom text user when I first started at Lighthouse. And I remember the CSAT program way in 2011 or roughly around there. I worked there for 5 years, and it's beautiful, you know, like the programs, the contracts that you work on, you learn stuff. And what you learn is how to act in the public environment, right? Because you guys have a call-in show for the longest, a radio show. I mean, things are digital these days, but at the same day, you're trying to reach people to help them. So, you know, it's too bad that Peter couldn't join us right now at this point, but you know, when it comes to technologies, we have to get feedback. And if it's Google, if it's Apple, if it's whomever, I think it is important to note that, you know, let's give feedback. I have an agency that they came across me, ibugtoday.com. Sorry if I'm not allowed, but, you know, they came across and they said, hey, can you do the Android call? I'm like, sure, why not? And then ACB, as a community call, decided to be a partner with us. So, you know, I work with Android phones. That's what I know. But does it mean that iPhones are bad? No. And we just have
now
to help everybody.
Social media out there, doing so many different things with Facebook and whatnot. There's a lot of different ways of learning. Where even
right.
if you have not.
And Dave, I think you're the one. I think you're my. I guess, can I call you my guinea pig? Because I
sure.
had you join some of the groups, right? And I was like, hey, Dave, check this out, because there are people out there, and
right.
we're missing out. Because Central Florida...
I got to interrupt you. Harsh, I got to interrupt you. We're going to go to break, but before we go to break, I got to say to you, will you call back the next time Peter's on the line? You can call
sure.
back and talk to him. We appreciate
Absolutely.
Your call.
Hey,
appreciate your call.
Happy
Thanksgiving, Harsh.
Carry on, and hope to hear Peter soon. So take care, guys.
Thank you.
Man.
We're going
to
go to break.
Call, buddy.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
True. Here come the cats and nets.
As
a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. Yes, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is, well, I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407
844-894-1680. Before the break, I asked a trivia question. I'll repeat the trivia question. The phone number is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat the trivia question. Here's the question. There was two shows that were very big on television, lasted many years. One was a dance show, music and dancing with kids. That lasted, well, maybe 20, 30 years. I don't know if there's any reruns. The other was a Western, a big Western, that was on television for maybe, I don't know, say 20 years. But the reruns are still going on 50 years later. What two shows am I talking about? One's a Western. One's a show with kids, music show.
Actually, a couple of Westerns probably fit into that category. But no, one in particular I'm thinking of.
No, there's only one I'm thinking of. Because it lasted so many years, and the reruns. There's a lot of Westerns, but this particular one lasted longer than all of them and was the biggest of all of them.
Yep.
The phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What two shows am I thinking about? Anybody know?
So, I wonder.
David, when we were off the air, you and I were talking about a topic that we were discussed previously. Why don't you introduce the topic we could talk a little bit about tonight, and then at another show when you come back on, we can talk about it again.
Yes, indeed. One subject that I very fond and dear to my heart is autonomous vehicles, because at some point with blind people, transportation is always the most one of the biggest challenges, and having a vehicle that will drive on its own could be huge. There's a big minor controversy, let's say, because there are a lot of people that are very concerned. They would not trust a robot car per se. And myself, I say with blind people, we have to trust people all the time. We have to trust sighted people. And one thing with an autonomous vehicle, it's not going to be eating behind the wheel, adjusting the radio, or putting on makeup or anything. So I think in the long run, the autonomous vehicles are going to be awesome, save us tons of energy. So what about you, Miss Lynn? I know it's a little scary, but it's going to happen eventually, you know.
I know. It's just hard for me to wrap myself around that, because one thing you did say, though, is that the computerless, autonomous cars wouldn't have to be distracted. I thought that kind of made me think more clearly about it would work. Because when you started to say, oh, they're not putting on their makeup, they're not texting, they're not doing this, they're not drinking and driving, you know, it would work. I'm kind of apprehensive, but maybe it would work.
I mean, as time goes on, it's going to get better. But I think that the big key right now with the software is it being able to communicate with other vehicles. That way it will know when you're going to brake.
The insurance company would love it, because it would to be a situation about bumping into other cars would stop accidents, because there'll be something on the cars that would not hit other cars.
Now, our discussion started because Walmart is going to be using these driverless vehicles. So I'm a little apprehensive, too, but I wonder, Lynn, when you went to Lighthouse in the past, did you ever go to one of their group meetings where they had sighted people have other folks guide you around with a blindfold on?
No, I never did. And you're talking about like dining in the dark. No,
right.
I never did.
Well, especially having someone lead you around with a blindfold on, I'm sure it would be very difficult for sighted people. In fact, when I was working there, I attended a couple of them, and this one time, one of the mobility people asked if I would guide this gentleman around. And you know, I was thinking, well, another sighted person maybe is going to guide, but no, they had a blind guy, and this guy I was guiding around was like taller than Charles. He was like 6'8". He was a huge guy, we were talking about it. It's like, I think I better pass. I don't want this guy to bang into some tree or something, and then I'm responsible. But
you know, being able to trust is a huge thing. So, you know, we all have to trust computers to a certain degree, but
it's, you know what, David, not to change the subject, but our friend Peter is in the Zoom room.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Let's all say right. hello well, to Peter.
Let's say a quick hello to Peter.
Wait, because I was trying to get in because Mike put that trivia back out. The phone lines blew up.
Well, let's talk to Peter for a few minutes because he's having all kinds of problems. We just want to wish him happy Thanksgiving.
Maybe they can hold the line for just a minute.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
We'll get back to him now.
Hi, Peter.
Hello there, Peter.
If I unmuted him. Yeah, I did.
Peter, you there?
I'll just give him a chance to unmute.
Peter.
Yes, there.
Yeah, I was having difficulty unmuting myself.
Yeah, I
think earlier.
It's time to upgrade the Zoom.
Zoom was not zooming.
Peter.
That's okay, Peter. Peter knows, I'm sure.
And then they can't talk.
Yeah.
Peter, do you hear us? I'm mute.
He knows.
No.
I told them to call the office. Okay, let's talk.
You can't call the office because it's all the phone lines.
Take a call right now.
Chris.
All right, well, I got three callers. First caller, Gary from Winter Park, Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina, and Kim from Boca Raton. So, Gary first. How you doing, Gary?
Doing fine, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The Western is Gunsmoke.
That's what I was thinking, too.
What's the music show?
I don't know the music one. I know Gunsmoke.
Well, you have to guess both of them. You have to have both. Both of them have to guess
right,
both.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you must.
Gunsmoke, Michael, with Gunsmoke, Chester played Dennis. He was Dennis Weaver. Chester, he had
You got to guess both, Gary.
General Ben.
Okay.
All right.
On to the next. Okay. So let's go to the next. Who's the next person?
All righty. Let's go. And we lost our good friend, Kevin. So let's go to Kim Boca Raton. Kim, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Did you have the answer to the trivia?
Hi, Kimberly.
Yes,
you have to guess
do.
Both. What's the both? What's the two?
The first one is American Bandstand.
That's
the
correct.
The second one is Bonanza.
Oh, no. American Bandstand is correct, but the other one, no. No, you know what? I'm sorry. I have to get close.
Thanks for calling and keep
on. All right. Thank
keep
you.
On listening.
Thank you for calling.
Hey, take care. But anybody else?
And Gary just gave the answer.
Yeah, She didn't hear it.
Yes, it is. I have our good friend, the one and only Peter on the phone line from Spectrum. Peter, how you doing, Peter?
Hello.
Peter.
Happy Thanksgiving, Peter.
Thank you. Same to you. I'm so sorry that we didn't connect earlier.
No, you didn't
worry
about it.
The world of relying on technology. That's what it is.
Right.
We missed you. Right.
Well, and we have somebody that wanted to talk to you.
We have someone wants to talk to you.
Peter, I just wanted to congratulate you from all of us here at the show for the...
you won your big award.
Your ACB Audio Description Award.
That's right.
We're so excited. They let us know a little bit ahead of the date, and you know it's always so incredible to be recognized for putting the work in where it needs to go. That was a really big moment of pride.
They recognized in a big way right here. That's awesome.
That's right.
I had technical difficulties getting on today too, Peter. So don't feel bad there, but it's part of the.
Well, I have no, and you know what? You would think that everybody has an iPhone charger because of how prevalent they are, and it was impossible to get your. I'm out of town with visiting family in a different city, and impossible.
He's out of town.
He had a charger.
Oh,
he didn't have his charger.
He had a charger.
I know, dude.
Trust
me. I have been there.
So, I'm
how's
in the
Leonardo
car now.
Doing?
I got my phone charged.
How's Leonardo doing?
Oh, he's phenomenal. He's actually sleeping right here next to me, so he's had a long day.
He doesn't want to talk too loudly.
Very nice. Well, I'm glad that...
Oh, we were thinking about you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks,
we'll
okay? I sent you an email, Peter, with a couple of dates.
That's fantastic. Sounds great.
Okay.
Sounds
thank great. You for calling us.
Thanks for calling
and
in.
And wish
so
Nikita
much.
A happy Thanksgiving.
And the person who's trying to get a hold of you, one of our listeners, will call
please,
again.
Yeah, please feel free to send some people my way as well. I'm glad to come.
Yeah,
and
no happy, problem.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
to
Thanksgiving.
Thank
you so
well.
Much. Happy
Don't
Thanksgiving
it,
to you both
friend.
From us. We'll talk soon. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
take care.
Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
All righty.
So, that was nice of him.
Yes.
It
was nice.
Get in.
Chris, was any other callers on the line?
Yeah.
As far as the trivia?
Yeah, I got Kim who's trying to give it another round of a shot. Kim called back.
No, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
The same person can't call back twice.
She was trying to get it in. She said she had one and she wanted to get the other one in.
No, can't do that. Can't do it. No, can't do it.
You know we don't know.
I wish we could.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Can't do that.
I wish we could, but Kim...
Yeah, you take your shot, and that's it.
Hey, but it was worth a try, Kimberly. Don't worry.
It's like the Moderna and the Pfizer yet. Shot.
Yeah, I know.
You get one shot, and that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
407-894-1680, if you know the trivia question. What was the longest dance musical for kids on the air? And what was the longest...
Was it
show for Westerns that's still on the show right now?
Was it Wheel of Fortune?
Rerun.
Rerun.
Yeah, Michael, I was good. I was saying that there's probably a couple different Westerns. Well, that young lady proved my point because.
But it wasn't long. The other show was much longer. If you look it up, you'll see the other show.
Yeah, because that started in the 50s.
Yeah, Gary said it. He was right on that one, but he didn't mention the musical.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. Okay, I got it. I think I remember.
It's not Big Valley either, so.
No.
That was one of my favorites.
What is her
Chris,
name?
Chris, are you going to your in-laws for Thanksgiving?
I have no idea what I'm doing. I have no idea.
You're the last one to know in that family,
yes.
Right?
In that case, I hope somebody else is cooking.
Right.
Because that you would want to know ahead of time.
Only thing I'm going to cook is going to be a sandwich.
Oh, I love them sandwiches afterwards, too.
Right. Them turkey sandwiches are great. So that's all I'm making.
That sounds good to me. I like pecan pie, too, so it gives me a chance.
Yeah.
I don't.
Hey, man, the line? Lines are wide open, then.
Wide open.
You got to name two. The Big Western.
And if you've been listening.
The last so many years.
The
and musical with dance. If you listen carefully, one person got it right and the other person got it right, but not one person got both of them. You got to get both of them. The Western. And the music with the kids.
Yep, I think you're gonna bomb out there on this one. I thought would have been easy because I could have guessed that. But
and people heard that they heard the answer, but it was from two different people. You gotta have one person guess both of them.
All right. If we had a good observant listener. They had the answer given to them, but that's okay. Sometimes it's hard to tune in on all that stuff.
All righty, check this out. Listen, we're going up to the Central Florida area, and let's talk with our good friend, Mr. Charles himself. Charles, how you doing? Did I do it right? Did I get it that time? Charles?
Wow.
You got it.
Yeah, no, you
hit
it.
Yeah, I did
good.
It. I got it.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Great, man.
Hi, Charles.
Yeah, it was wonderful to finally meet you the other day.
A happy and blessed Thanksgiving.
Charles, I was going to say, you seem so much shorter in person than you do on the air.
What?
But you seem so much shorter in person than you do on the air.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding you, buddy.
Yeah, I
you
got
know that.
That. Yeah.
Well, because you have such a big voice on that.
Evening.
Excellent.
Everybody's good?
Oh, yeah. Can't you tell we've been tearing it up tonight?
Okay, so yeah, before we go off the air, are you calling for trivia?
Yes, of course. It's Gunsmoke and American Bandstand.
And what else?
He said.
What do you mean? And what else?
What was the Western? I didn't hear him say the Western. What?
I said Gunsmoke and American Bandstand.
You are correct. American Bandstand and Gunsmoke. That's correct. That's correct. Charles, you just won $10 gift card from Subway. That's
an
correct.
An alert listener.
Right. An alert listener.
Happy Thanksgiving, Charles, whatever you do.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Subway. $10 gift cards coming to you. And American Bandstand and Subway.
And
that's
give our
right.
best to, give our best to Miss Pam and tell her how much that Brenda and I enjoyed hanging out and talking with her.
Okay, I will. I'll
very
tell
nice
her.
Lady.
All right. Well, we're gonna.
And she's got to be a saint to put up with you too. So that's saying something, right?
Hey, come on.
Okay.
Now.
Good night, that's
Charles.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap the wrap it up.
Good night.
Wrap it up.
Thanks. We appreciate your call, Charles. Right, thank you, Charles.
Chris, can I have my favorite music?
Wrap it up,
Charles. Amen.
Roger that.
Okie dokie. That's my outro music, and here we go. Lynn's favorite, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving music.
And don't forget, Charles next week is going on vacation, so we're going to the best of. I don't mean Charles, Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw is going on vacation next week, so we're going to the best of next week. So
we're all
if you listen,
on vacation.
Be a best of, a good best of next week.
You can hear my music, Chris.
There you go.
Next Sunday, and as I said, happy anniversary to Dave and Brenda.
Thank you.
Thank you to all our listeners joining us every Sunday in your home.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you to our sponsors.
And thank you for having us in your home. Show. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you to Kyle who called in tonight.
And thank you, wonderful. Love. I love you so much. Happy anniversary.
Anniversary to you too, Mark. Love you too. Love you too, Dave.
Love you too, baby.
Hey, guys. Happy anniversary, guys. And you guys be safe. And gobble, gobble, gobble.
And we love you too, Chris.
Thank love you, too.
Happy anniversary. Good night, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving,
don't forget,
bro.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right there. Right there. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 2 weeks. Next week will be a best of.
Great show is for a best of.
Yeah, very good show next week. If you missed it, you'll love the show. It's a best of.
If you heard it before, we heard it again.
Happy Thanksgiving,
Dave.
Good night,
happy
Dave.
Anniversary, Chris.
Thanks.
Happy anniversary.
Gobble, gobble,
you.
Gobble,
love
gobble,
you all.
Gobble.
Stay well. God bless. Good night.